Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivana, Communications Director for the Columbus City Council. I hope you're having a safe Thanksgiving weekend. On this week's show, putting together a food action plan. We begin with Councilmember Priscilla R. Tyson, who is partnering with the Franklin County Board of Commissioners and Local Matters, a nonprofit transforming the Central Ohio food system through education, to launch the Columbus Franklin County Food Action Plan. It's a community-wide effort to create a stronger, more sustainable local food system. The plan will include data collection and the analysis of food supply and demand in Columbus and Franklin County. The plan will incorporate the input of local food experts and stakeholder groups to develop recommendations that will make it easier for Columbus residents to access nutritious foods. Councilmember Tyson was joined by County Commissioner John O'Grady to make the announcement of the Food Action Plan. Welcoming guests to Lower Light's mission in Franklinton was Dr. Dana Valangian. The West Broad Street operation will probably be the site of a nonprofit grocery store designed to get healthy, fresh food to an underserved population.
Good morning, and welcome all of you to Lower Lights Christian Health Center. We are delighted that all of you are with us this morning. Lower Lights is a federally qualified community health center here in Franklin County, and we are also a level 3 patient-centered medical home. Our mission and focus is on high-quality, whole-person health care and wellness available to everyone who needs it, regardless of ability to pay. Lower Lights has been serving Franklin County since 2002, and today we're serving over 9,700 patients and families who use our centers for their primary source of medical care. We offer that primary medical care as well as behavioral health, dental, pharmacy, optometry, nutrition, and spiritual care services. And so we really focus on integration of services in one place with one team. Our future goals include adding additional capacity to serve more individuals over time, as well as being a partner and collaborator in getting a charitable grocery store or a nonprofit grocery store into the West Side. Food is so important to our patients, but it's also important to our providers. We can't do a great job with health outcomes if our patients don't have access to healthy, affordable food. So welcome again. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, and for those who don't know me, I am Priscilla Tyson, and I am one of your Columbus City Council members. I chair Finance, Health and Human Services, and Workforce Development. And so I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out this morning in celebration of our Columbus Franklin County Food Action Plan. I want to first of all, though, thank Dr. Dana. Dr. Dana, of course, the CEO of the Lower Lights Christian Health Center. And I appreciate that you've welcomed us here to make this important announcement, which will impact Franklinton and other communities throughout our city. Considering the work that Lower Lights does, as she just explained, to meet the medical needs for the individuals and families in Franklinton, it is fitting that we have this announcement today. In addition, I know it's anticipated that this space will one day become the location of a grocery store that will provide the healthy food options within this community. I've got to thank my partner and my friend, Commissioner O'Grady, who is leading the county's partnership in this plan. You know, we always like to come together with the city and the county to get things done in the city. And we're so excited today that Commissioner O'Grady and I are certainly going to be working in partnership with others to move this plan forward. While there only are a handful of cities in the country who have developed a food access plan, this plan will be superior because most of those don't have the city-county partnership that will truly allow us the opportunity to address a number of issues focusing on our local food economy. I also want to recognize Dr. Long, who just came in the room. Dr. Long and her great team at Columbus Public Health, I want to say to Jose and to Kelly and to Autumn and to Dr. Ms. Nelson back there, Rebecca, thank you for the role that you're playing to making sure that we'll have an integral plan that will be, again, the Columbus Franklin County Food Action Plan. I also want to thank Local Matters and their executive director, Michelle Moskowitz-Brown. And Local Matters will be working with us in collaboration with Columbus Public Health in engaging our community residents and other stakeholders. I know some other stakeholders will be in the room. I see the United Way in the room, and I play a particular role in this. I also want to say Franklin Park Conservatory will be a great partner in this room, and want to thank you for that. And there are a number of other individuals who will be doing a lot of great work. The Hunger Hub, Ohio State University. There's so many. I can't name them all, but believe me, we have a chart with all the different partners that are working on this, and everyone is going to be included in this plan. And so, I want to thank Michelle, and the work that she will be doing to help to move this initiative forward and to gather information from our community. We've all come together to support the basic need of food access for everyone. This is what this is about, food access. On Thursday, many of us will have the opportunity to gather with our families and have a great Thanksgiving meal. But there are many of those who are fortunate enough to have adequate resources, such as food, shelter, and clothing, sometimes you can lose sight of the reality that there are many families in our community who are going hungry and will not have an opportunity to have turkey and dressing and all the other signature dishes that go along with Thanksgiving. So more importantly, there are individuals and families who miss a meal on a daily basis. So we, as a collective body, want to provide a voice for those who are going without food by letting you know that the need is real, and that is why it is necessary for us to have this Columbus Franklin County Food Action Plan. What this plan will do is we'll have four primary objectives. The first is improving access to nutritious, affordable food and education about healthy food. We will also be increasing the role of the locally grown food in economic development. We'll also focus on preventing food-related waste. And lastly, facilitating coordination and communication among those existing food resources and agencies. So the for community gardens, pantries, and other community organizations that I mentioned before, Bill Dawson, Dave Saccone, other organizations and people that are working in this. Similar food plans only exist in a few other cities across our country, those being Seattle, New York City, and Santa Fe. And these comprehensive plans have been designed to address hunger and issues associated with food insecurity. And these include obesity and diet-related diseases. So as I said before, the need is real. Poverty, which leads to hunger, is experienced by residents throughout our city. So we understand that in the suburbs, we know that 570,000 people, a third of those residents live in low-income households. There's a need for food, 87% since 2007. Children in our community, there are 104,000 children who get free and reduced lunches in our community. That's enough to fill the Ohio State football stadium on a Saturday. And our seniors, we know that 1 in 10 seniors will live below the federal poverty line. That's from 2010. And are five times more likely to report food insufficiency. Obesity and health care, hunger impacts all of obesity rates and health care costs. So food insecure adults have increased risk of developing diabetes and a growing range of chronic illnesses. And lastly, the working poor. In Franklin County, families with one worker in 2001, 1 in 5, 20% were below the poverty level. Today, more than 40% of those requesting assistance from food pantries are employed. So this plan, hopefully to be completed within 18 months, is set to focus on those four issues. And so as stated before I move off the podium, the distinguishing characteristic of our plan is our partnership with the county. And so I am so excited to bring to the podium our champion from the county who's going to make this food access plan a success with his team is my friend and my partner, Commissioner John O'Grady.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Priscilla. It's really great to see everybody here. I should start with walked in the door and I got a lot of funny looks, and so being here at the health center. Thank you, Dr. Dana, for letting us be here today. This is Men's Health Month, and so I look pretty scraggly these days, and this is also No Shave November, which highlights men's health. And I have a loved one, my brother, is suffering from leukemia, so I figured it was the least I could do. Those of you who know me a long time, know I've had facial hair forever, but I like to keep it pretty short, and they have a little goatee. This is driving me crazy. I last shaved on Halloween. So this is what happens to me in like 3.5 weeks. Imagine like 3.5 months. But I have a feeling that on December 1st, if I don't shave it, my wife will. So it's good to be here, and it's good. I just want to be able to call attention to that a little bit. It's great to see all of you here this morning. I tell you, I look around the room, and the people that are in this room are the ones who have pretty much informed my whole search, as it relates to food and local foods and the things that are so important. It's good to be here, and it's good. I just want to be able to call attention to that a little bit. It's great to see all of you here this morning. I tell you, I look around the room, and the people that are in this room are the ones who have pretty much informed my whole search, as it relates to food and local foods and the things that are so important and the things that we're here to discuss today. Anybody knows I'm a foodie. Obviously, I look like I'm a foodie. I eat a little too much or a lot too much, but this has been something that's built over the years, and it's been really important to me since I became a commissioner in 2009. A few weeks after I became a commissioner, the Somali community was looking for a place to grow, a place to be in the ground and create a garden and get some of their folks to be able to have a place to call their own and to be able to get in the ground and grow some food. And that kind of started things one after another. And, all of you guys that I'm standing here looking at everybody, I'm not going to start naming you because I'll forget half of you if I do that. But, I mean, as I stand here and look around, you guys are the ones that have done the work and have kind of pushed and kept pushing me to do more and our staff to do more. But, Priscilla did a great job of laying out the perspective of the city. And as you heard, obviously a strong local food system makes our economy much more resilient. Franklin County continues to support programs that increase the availability, affordability, and access to healthy foods. Supporting the local food system has now become part of our workforce strategy, our economic development strategy, our community building strategy, our public health strategy, our anti-poverty strategy, and it really touches, either directly or indirectly, every aspect of the work that we do as commissioners. I'm pleased to be able to offer my support this morning for the development of this County City Food Action Plan for our entire Franklin County community. This plan will provide a clear strategy for strengthening our local food system. Together, Franklin County and Columbus have already launched several initiatives, including support for community gardening, food businesses that are thriving after startup support from ECDI, corner stores now selling healthy foods, the SNAP program that's administered by the Franklin County Job and Family Services Department, and then most recently a dollar-for-dollar match at farmers markets this past summer for our SNAP recipients. It's clear that supporting local foods is more than just a trend in our community. It's become a priority area for our residents and both City Council and the commissioners, one that produces positive results. I look forward to engaging with my friend Priscilla and the team at City Council, along with Dr. Long and her staff at Columbus Public Health, as well as supporting our local suburbs and our community partners as we convene and coordinate community stakeholders from producers to consumers on the needs and opportunities that I look forward to creating a roadmap, a coordinated community strategy around this work going forward. So I also should point out our staff in the room. Obviously, Director Schimmer's here. Jim has been a big supporter of all things that we've discussed as it relates to food, and he's really done a great job along with his staff of pushing us to make this more of an economic development strategy. Matt Brown has done a huge amount of the work, frankly, all the work from the Economic Development Department side, and does a great job for us. My staff in the back, Lauren Rummel and Annie Riznar, have done a great job. They work closely with Matt. We've traveled around. We've been to Delaware County. We've been to Pickaway County. Been down to City Council. We're going to continue to try to partner this as much as with as many people as we can over the course of the coming months. And then there's Hannah Greer, who is behind the cameras there. But she does a great job of helping us do things like this to be able to get the word out and speak to the community about a lot of the work that we're doing. So now I want to introduce one of our biggest key community partners, Michelle Moskowitz Brown of Local Matters. So come on up.
Thank you all so much for being here. It really is thrilling to look around the room and see the people who've been working on local food and the food system in Central Ohio for the past 10, 15 years. And it's an honor for me to be able to participate with you. So what's the plan and why does it matter? It's an honor, as I said, for Local Matters to participate in the creation of a food action plan. We're going to bring our expertise in food planning, community engagement, and a track record of successfully collaborating with dozens of partners across the city. We're thrilled to work with the city, the county, the health department, all of the community stakeholders that have been involved in this work for a number of years. Local Matters believes that everyone should have access to healthful, affordable food. And our work is aimed at preventing diet-related diseases and alleviating food insecurity by ensuring that people have the skills, the resources, and the confidence to eat well. Over a year ago, and beyond that as well, in conversations with Councilwoman Tyson and Commissioner O'Grady, Local Matters began to lay the groundwork for a food action plan. We started with a planning process that identifies places where people can grow, get, and learn about healthful food, and where there are gaps and opportunities. We learned that there are a number of existing resources that would benefit from more coordination and that people want and deserve better food options in their neighborhoods. We'll expand our research and we'll work with the city and county and many other stakeholders to create lasting solutions to improve our food system. We'll look at how and where food is grown, processed, distributed, sold, how people get to food, and how we can prevent food waste. Each of these points in the system has economic development potential that would benefit from a planning process. Today, food is to neighborhood stability what only Sears or the Arts was in the past. Food is a necessity, but it's also an anchor and an economic driver. On a recent visit to Chicago and in following developments there, they've got a great example of how cities can incorporate food into their plans. A major grocer recently moved into the site of a former Sears and Roebuck, making an anchor on the south side of Chicago. Nearby, Growing Home, which is an amazing training program for reentry populations, is growing food on their urban farm and is going to scale up to provide food to the grocer. This will actually happen. They've made it possible to have both a rural farm and an urban farm that's able to scale. And Columbus can do that, but we're going to need a plan. So we all look forward to working side by side with each of you and everyone who has a stake in the future of food in Ohio and Central Ohio, because the efforts that we kick off today are going to improve the quality of our health, our economy, and we're so grateful to be a part of it. Thank you so much.
Well, so again, you've heard from all of our partners. We're so excited to be working with you, and most importantly, we're so excited to be able to have a food plan that will increase access to everyone in our community. And so thank you for being here, and we look forward to working with you to this great plan. Thank you.
The NHL All-Star Game is coming to Columbus. The event will be yet another chance to put Columbus not just on a national, but international spotlight. The Democratic National Party announced Columbus is on the short list to host the Democratic National Convention in 2016, but it was a hockey action on the minds of council members last Monday night as they voted to invest dollars in the All-Star Game that promises a hefty return on investment. Here's Development Committee Chair Michelle Mills, followed by Linda Logan from the Greater Columbus Sports Commission. on.
The 60th NHL All-Star Game celebration will be the centerpiece of the 2015 NHL All-Star Game, being held here in the great city of Columbus, January 22nd through the 25th, 2015, and will feature a variety of hockey-themed events, entertainment, and activities. But certainly the anticipation of the 2015 NHL All-Star Celebration will bring what we all are excited about, an estimated $12 million in visitor spending to Central Ohio, coupled with a $10 million spend to NHL to actually execute the event. And I'm going to ask Linda Logan to provide some comments related to this ordinance. Linda Logan.
Thanks to all of you for having us here today and for considering this request. We are thrilled to have this once-in-a-generation opportunity to host the NHL All-Star Weekend. We also we talked about some of the numbers of the visitor spending. Also, we estimate about $50 million worth of media coverage from around the world. And we couldn't be more proud to have the best hockey players in the world in our city for that week, late in January. I know that we've been planning this for many, many years. Many of you in this room have been part of the planning already. We're just thrilled to have this opportunity to showcase to the community and to the rest of the country what a great host city we are. I'm going to have Larry talk about some of the ancillary events above and beyond what the NHL is doing.
Thank you. Good evening. I don't know many of you. My name is Larry Hefner. I'm the Executive Vice President of Business Operations for the Blue Jackets. Thank you for having us again this evening. As Linda mentioned, the league will be here in just a little over 60 days for the All-Star Game. It's really a four-day celebration of the sport, which will bring tens of thousands of visitors from all over the world to our city. The league has its number of events, including the skills competition at the arena on Saturday night. The All-Star Game itself is at 5 o'clock on Sunday of All-Star Weekend, which will be televised worldwide, along with fanfare at the Convention Center for 4 days, and a number of other parties and events throughout the weekend from the league and league sponsors. Our challenge from the leadership of the Sports Commission, from our ownership group, and from business leaders was to think big, to make this the best All-Star Game in National Hockey League history, and to present Columbus in the finest light that we can. So to that end, we've been working with Linda and her group, and we will be staging at McPherson Commons an All-Star Winter Park, which will be a celebration of our sport that will make the event accessible and open to the entire community. The centerpiece of All-Star Winter Park will be an outdoor rink that will be open for 11 days. It will include a number of public skating sessions, high school hockey, youth hockey, adult hockey, special needs hockey. We're in the middle of programming that rink now. There'll be an entertainment venue at McPherson Commons. There will also be a kids area. And I think the one thing that gets people's eyes to light up the most is that we will be building a 300-foot ice snow slide along Nationwide Boulevard that will be open for 4 days. That we hope will be, will actually get a lot of press coverage from around the world. Indianapolis, when they had the Super Bowl, had their zip line, which got all the coverage. We're going to do them one better and have a nice slide that will be open to the public. There are also some charitable events that take place along with the All-Star Game. The most meaningful of which is the NHL Legacy Project, which is a partnership between the league, the team, McDonald's, and the Columbus Foundation, which will include the construction of a three-story indoor treehouse at Ronald McDonald House that will allow kids and families to enjoy the benefits of indoors during the winter months.
Thank you very much. I appreciate both of you for coming down. I want to encourage our listening and viewing audience to engage, and it's a time to draw some attention to the sport, to winter activities. I'm excited about the slide. I just want to make sure there's no age restrictions on it, because I'd like to challenge my colleagues to go down the slide.
Only a courage restriction.
Okay, good. No height issues either? Okay, just checking. But I want to encourage, and particularly in the city of Columbus, we have a great hockey team, did us a wonderful proud season, continue to make us proud every day. And this is an opportunity to introduce those who may not know much about hockey, the spotlight to introduce and bring more folks into the sport, which builds a better fan base, which the Blue Jackets deserve, working very hard and representing our great city. So I want to thank them and thank you again for coming down. And I wanted to also bring to bear the point that the dollars being provided through this ordinance is also there to help leverage other support to continue to make sure that the event is executed, to bring the millions of dollars and the visibility that's being offered through NHL and all of that, including, again, the media exposure is close to $50 million with over 400 regional, national, and international sports and news media covering the event, which is somewhere close to what we would like. Always wanting is much more. We're into those triple digits now, double digits. We've gotten spoiled. So glad to see that the two of you had an opportunity to come and share that. But please, if you can hear me, engage. Show the support for the sport and show the love of hockey on behalf of the City of Columbus during that week and continue to support our team. We appreciate it. And thank you all. We're looking forward to an exciting All-Star celebration.
We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's callthe@columbus.gov. Don't forget to follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great Thanksgiving weekend.